Shishi. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, for this mitzvah, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today, lo nifleisi mimcha, it is not hidden from you, v'loi rechoikehi, and not distant from you. Which mitzvah is not hidden nor distant from you? Most mefarshim learn, including Rashi and Pasuk Yudalit, that it is referring to the whole Torah. The Torah may seem beyond human attainment, but this is not actually so. The Torah is not in the heavens nor across the sea, but rather attainable to everybody through the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, which explains the Torah Shebichsav, the written law. However, Ramban learns that it is referring to the mitzvah of Teshuvah, which is mentioned earlier in the parasha in the pasuk Vishavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk is saying the mitzvah of Teshuvah is attainable and within your capacity. Loi v'shamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens, or according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of tshuva is not in the heavens. Lamor, for you to say, mi ya'al elonu hashamayimah, who will go up for us to the heavens, v'yikocheh olanu, and take it for us, v'yashmi'enu oisa, and let us hear it, v'na'asena, that we should do it. The Torah is not in the heavens. However, if it was in the heavens, we would be mechuyiv to get our Nevi'im to go up to the heavens and take it for us in order that we will be able to learn the Torah. However, Hashem did not place it in the heavens, but rather made it attainable for everybody. V'loi me'ever layomhi, and the Torah is not overseas. Lamor, for you to say, mi'yavar lanu el'ever hayom, who will go overseas for us, v'yikocheh lanu, and take the Torah for us, v'yashmi'enu oisav na'aseno, and let us hear it in order that we will do it. But rather, ki korav elecho hadavar ma'oid, the Torah is very close to you, because Hashem gave us Torah Shebaal Peh to explain the Torah Shebichsav. Beficha uvelvavcha la'asoisoi, it is in your mouth and in your heart to do it. And Rabbeinu Bechaye explains the end of this pasuk with the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah Masechta Avos says, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'Torah, v'al ho'avoida, v'al gemilas chasadim. And this is alluded to in our pasuk. Beficha, the world stands through the Torah that is learnt with your mouth, uvelvavcha, and through avoida, which is avoida shebelev, tefillah. La'asoisai, referring to gemilas chasadim, that a person does with his body. And according to the Ramban, that the Pasuk is speaking about the mitzvah of Teshuvah, which is not in the heavens nor overseas, but rather close to us. The Pasuk is saying, Beficha, in order to do tshuva, you must confess your sins with your mouth. Uvilvavcha, you must repent in your heart. La'asoisoi, and you must be makabel upon yourself to do the Torah in the future. Zakt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Loi neflesi mimcha, the Torah is not hidden from you. Loi mechusehi mimcha, it is not covered from you. Like the Pasuk says, ki yipole. The word nefles is like the word yipole. And over there, Targum says, are yischase, if it will be covered. So too, le neflesi mimcha means, it is not hidden and covered from you. And so too, in the Pasuk in Echa, the Pasuk says, vatered peloim, which means, vatered bematmonios, and she went down into the hidden places. Mechusa, a place that is hidden and covered. Chavusha betamun, tied in a hidden place. Zakt Rashi, loy bashamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens. She'ilu hoysa bashamayim, if the Torah was in the heavens, hayisa tzarech la'alois achareho ulelamda, then you would have had to go up there in order to learn it. Or at least you would have had to send up your Nevi'im there in order to bring down the Torah and teach it to you. However, Hashem did not place the Torah in Shemayim in order to make it more attainable for you. Ki karav elecha, zakt Rashi ha'Torah, the Torah is close to you. And Rashi is coming to exclude the pshat of the Ramban, who is learning that it is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. Rashi learns, ki korev elecha ha-Torah, we are talking about the Torah. The Torah is close to you, because ha-Torah nitna lochem bichsav u-bal peh. The Torah was given to you, bichsav, in a written form, and also bal peh, the oral law, which explains the written law. And therefore, it is close to you, because the Torah shebal peh explains the Torah shebichsav.